Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrillhill, could you please have everyone on Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Now that our caller has dropped off, you gentlemen will be competing against one another. And today, you have your choice of one of three categories. Today, we offer you Bite Me. In other words, what did somebody find in their food? Interior decorating, where you guessed before an object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally today, Animalize This, where you guessed the animal responsible for causing the problem. Animal. A man in Maine was ice skating, and he ended up coming to the rescue of a critter that he found stranded on the ice covering the frozen pond. John Pacone, who posted the video of the rescue to YouTube, said he was skating on East Pond in Belgrade Lakes regions on Sunday when he came across the animal on the ice. Said he contacted a rescue group, but ultimately decided to attempt the rescue by himself by gently pushing the animal with his ice poles. Quote, I know, his ice poles. Nothing freaky going on, people. Quote, I scooted him like a curling stone or a hockey puck, which he did not take to be too strange. Other skaters came and helped organize and mobilize our rescue resources. Now, a professional rescue summoned to the scene by an animal rescue was then able to load the thing into a vehicle and take it to be examined for injuries. The question is, what was the animal that was rescued from the ice by simply moving it along like a curling stone? Was it a fox? Was it a rabbit? Was it a loon? Or was it a groundhog? So fox, rabbit, loon, or groundhog, what did this guy just say? You know, I'm going to nudge this little bastard. Keep nudging.
I think it was a loon.
A loon?
I'm going to go with a loon. It's just a wild pick.
I'm going to fox.
It's stuck in the ice.
He doesn't want to touch this thing. Foxes have pretty sharp teeth.
I don't know if it's stuck on the ice. They said stranded on the ice because the thing is, at no point in the story did they say they had to like rip it out of there. He just said he took his ice pole, and started nudging it like a curling stone.
So. And it just kept moving it along.
Yeah.
That's groundhog, my dude.
Groundhog. Okay.
Simple.
What did this guy rescue from the frozen pond? Was it a fox, a rabbit, a loon, or a groundhog? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature,
so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Categories analyze this on Profile. This man was ice skating up in Maine and came upon an animal that was stuck on the ice.
And apologized.
He ended up scooting the animal off the pond into rescuers' hands and then took the animal to a vet or wherever to get checked out. Question is, was it a fox, a rabbit, a loon, or a groundhog?
Yeah. Let's start with Miles Montgomery. You want the old fox? Smart guess, an animal you don't really want to interact with. D-Ted Smith, you went with the groundhog.
Simple is what I said. Definitely a groundhog. Stop.
Mike Hawk, you went with the loon.
Come on, give me the loon.
Yeah. All right. How about that? So here's the situation. I'm like, how's the bird stuck on the ice if the bird is not physically stuck too?
Did it freeze inside the pond with the legs?
No. So here's the deal. They say loons often become stranded on frozen bodies of water. They require at least 500 feet of open water to launch into flight.
Oh, so it just couldn't get off.
It just couldn't, right, it couldn't take off. And,
you good, Ted?
It's just gone down now. I know where you're at, man. Yeah, so the guy beat him with a stick. And he got off, Ted.
Jesus. Now, for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with T.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
That's so nonchalant. Choices today, you got Seth Meyers, The Jimmy,
Fallon the Kibble,
Colbert,
Steven.
Ted Smith.
The.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right in the title. These guys have talented teams of writers up and come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine. Is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Fast food chain In-N-Out has stopped saying the number 67 because of the younger generation's unruly behavior when it's called out. Wait until they learn about the number 69, said millennials.
Ted Smith. The Ted Smith.
God damn it. I was confident in that one.
That's the thing. They're all worked up about 6'7". I'm like, guys, you know, like 69. And that one doesn't stop.
No.
Well, eventually someone does.
But almost overexcitement is kind of a thing now, too.
What do you mean? So if I do the 6'7", there's...
Like, everybody goes nuts, insane.
Okay,
it's like, it's like if you go to a sporting event, like my nephew's part of it. It's like you got to be the craziest one there.
Correct. It's not that it's actually that exciting. It's just you now have to lose your ever-loving mind. And like you said, you need to be the most vital. You got it. Just a, oh, my God.
Right. Like, when we had the golf tournament this summer,
Yeah.
Right? We're on the Pinky's Plumbing hole. And that guy hit a hole in one standing on a toilet.
Right.
That's legit reason to lose your ass.
Mm-hmm. And that was a true celebration.
Fast food chain White Castle opened its first automated kiosk at an airport this month, which dispenses ready-to-eat sliders. Wow. Even the ones at the restaurant aren't ready to eat.
Fallon.
Seth.
The fast food chain White Castle opened its first automated airport kiosk this month, which dispenses ready-to-eat sliders. Wow, I mean, even the ones at the restaurant aren't ready to eat.
I do like White Castle, but
I don't need to go to an automated dispenser for it.
And I don't know that I've ever had it sober.
I think they're probably doing the same way you do, Ted.
I think
they're frozen in there, they're microwaving it for a second and dropping it out.
A woman in San Francisco gave birth in the back of a self-driving Waymo. Even crazier, she did it just to get the carpool lane.
That's foul.
That's foul.
Heard about a woman in San Francisco who gave birth in the back of a self-driving Waymo.
Ooh.
Even crazier, she did it just to get into the carpool lane.
That's true.
A Norwegian metal detector enthusiast recently discovered a gilded figurine of Jesus Christ that's believed to be 900 years old. He rushed home to tell his wife, but then he remembered he was a metal detector enthusiast.
Seth.
Colbert.
Seth.
A Norwegian metal detector enthusiast recently discovered a gilded figurine of Jesus Christ that is believed to be 900 years old. He rushed home to tell his wife, but then he remembered he was a metal detector enthusiast.
we say it all the time. And I know it's supposed to be like an old man thing, but it's also like an 11, 12-year-old thing.
Sure.
Like every summer when we're out here doing the show, I'll look on my Facebook and there's pictures of people going to Ocean City. There's always the one kid that has the metal detector.
Oh, I'm going to be that dude when I get old.
It's not bad.
It's not, because they don't like old people on to get up by 5 o'clock in the morning. If I play my cards right, I live near a beach and just grab the metal detector and find garbage.
And you're out walking. You're doing stuff.
That's the thing. Yeah, I think a lot of it, that's their motivation to walk. Because sometimes when you get older, like, so you should go out for a walk. For a lot of people, they're like, and go where? Do what? But at least metal detecting, like you said, they're kind of doing their hobby and getting exercise.
I told you, my buddy, he books and runs Meriwether Post Pavilion in Washington, D.C., equivalent of White River Amphitheater. But my buddy would go out there, and he was part of the cleaning crew initially when they were like in high school or whatever. Both of them worked in high school doing that. Then this guy comes on later on in life. Now he runs a place.
Right.
He's worked there his entire life. But when they were younger, they would go out there with metal detectors because they had them in Meriwether Post. And not only would they clean up all the trash from the night before, but they would go out there with metal detectors and find whatever they could find in the grass section.
Yeah, rings, watches.
Everything.
Sure.
If it was metal, they found it.
Yeah.
They found Ronnie James Dio.
That's right.
All right, so everybody enjoys Charlie Brown Christmas. Here's some facts you might not know about Charlie Brown Christmas. Now, do you guys remember the big deal with the trees?
He had to get a tree for the pageant or something and pick the worst tree out there.
Is it a tiny little one?
And all the needles fell off. I vaguely remember that.
All right, but
he got a lot of heat from everybody else about the tree.
He was insistent on the real tree.
Okay.
Right? Not one of those shiny aluminum trees.
Huh. All right.
Aluminum trees were a real thing.
Oh, I remember. My grandmother had one.
I don't.
Yeah.
I've never seen
one. You put a light bulb in it and they had holes.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was a fake thing. But it basically, they're saying, once Charlie Brown Christmas came out, it basically killed off.
Oh, damn.
Sales of aluminum Christmas trees.
Hey, Chuck said they suck.
Game over.
It's the truth.
And I just didn't know he had that much authority.
Yeah. I also swear to God, I don't know if it's living in the Northwest or the trees are just stronger. Like the last few trees I've got, man, they just don't drop as many needles as I remember.
Agreed. We got a big-ass tree one year because the house we lived in had this vaulted ceiling. So my parents got, like, this 12-foot tree. It was ridiculous. We were very excited as kids. Helped my mom decorate. Had to get the ladder to reach up top. I think we got it maybe 2 weeks before Christmas. And every time we put a bulb on it, you'd watch a couple of the needles come off. But long story short, by Christmas Day, there's this big, massive brown tree with all the decorations hanging off of it and just pine needles all over the gifts. It's probably the worst tree we ever had.
Talk about a fire hazard.
Oh, for sure.
I'm getting a tree this weekend.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Thought about it last weekend. Like, too early. So, yeah. Football on. I'll get it.
Yeah.
Wow. Decorate watching football. Charlie Brown's head was difficult to animate because of its round shape.
Really?
Yeah, he's got a giant head, dude.
Well, no. I thought round would be easier than geometric shapes.
I don't know. They said Snoopy was the easiest.
Well, because you can turn his head. Because you only see him from the side, essentially with his face. You never see him looking straight on.
Rarely. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Charles Schulz thought jazz music was awful, but thought it was a good fit for the version of the special.
Did they have a different song for that special? Or was it the standard, which I think the Peanuts theme is just one of the greatest songs ever, man.
So they there is the Christmas album.
Yeah, to me, like, I think this song kicks ass.
Right, so this is like the scene when they're dancing around before Charlie Brown's like, hey, dude, we got to practice. So it's in there. Then there's other, like, Christmas songs they use.
I remember that a little bit.
But I'm with you. Charlie Brown, because it's been off the air and, like, you don't read the funnies anymore.
Yeah.
To me, when I hear this song now, I just think about Christmas.
Yeah,
really? Even though it is Charlie Brown.
Yeah, I think this tune just kicks ass.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Let's see. Snoopy's voice was just sped up nonsense.
Okay. Makes sense. That's basically what you hear from him.
Yeah. I always just like the parents.
Which I believe was...
Any adult.
They said it's to mimic what kids hear when you talk to them.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like just kind of nonsense.
Yeah. I mean, hell, we do that after certain meetings. What was the meeting? And everyone understands what you mean. You didn't miss a damn thing. Right? That's just being honest.
I mean, you're right. They almost added a laugh track, but again, Schulz wouldn't let it happen.
Good.
Yeah. I don't know. There's sometimes the laugh track works and sometimes it doesn't. I mean, you get so used to situational comedies that I almost forget the laugh track's in there.
Right, but, you know, the thing about situational, particularly on network TV, it's just set up, punchline. There's no real thought that goes into it. No insult to those writers, but there's not a whole lot of thought, so you punch the laugh track because the joke's coming. You know what I mean? Yeah. Charlie Brown, it's not like knockout, drag out funny or anything, and laugh track wouldn't make sense to me then.
But that's the thing I was about to say. You're right.
It's also a very quiet...
Right.
Kind of show. It's not really, it doesn't lend itself to that.
A laugh track would be jarring on Charlie Brown.
You know what I'm going to try? I think everybody should try this weekend. Whatever situation you're in, whether you're at a Christmas party, you're at a bar, whatever, try to use, rats.
Okay.
Mix it in.
You know what? I'm going to do that.
Right. And people are going to be like, what the hell is he saying?
You know, especially, like, go to the bar on Sunday, watch your football team, and I don't know, they don't get the first down. Just, rats.
Rats. And at number one, it had a budget of $76,000 from CBS and Coca-Cola to get made. Had a six-month time frame. I've also read before that basically the Coca-Cola people did not like it. And we're like, we're not big on it. But the one guy was like, they already did it. I don't want to say too much. Blah, blah, blah.
And also, it's for kids. You know, that's the only thing. It's Coca-Cola executives. I'm assuming they were all adults. And when it... Look, if I were an executive at, Nickelodeon or something, I would have put the kibosh on probably 95% of the crap they want to show. But again, I'm not even remotely the target audience. You know, it's kind of hard to say, like, this isn't very good. It might not be, but kids like a lot of things that are straight-up trash, right?
Right, and also, especially, I mean, there's a lot of movies that do this, but I feel like holiday movies are big, too, with, like, you don't know what's going to become that cult classic.
You have no idea.
Like, I don't know anybody that ever said, oh, I saw A Christmas Story in the theater.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? But as a kid, like, we loved it. You know, like, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. It's like, all right, that was an established franchise.
Right.
You get how that was, like, a big-time movie. But, yeah, some of those movies, like, just become cult classics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, I'm not getting into the stupid arguments like your pineapple on pizza. But, like, Die Hard was a pretty famous movie.
Sure.
And then it seems like 10 or 15 years ago, it became funny to be like, well, it's a Christmas movie. And I feel like it's had, like, this rejuvenative birth where people are like, oh, I love it.
Well, because they kind of invented an argument that didn't exist. So now around Christmas, people go, hell, let's watch Die Hard.
Right? Correct.
Trust me, Die Hard benefits from all that silly nonsense about it.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't
Laughing all the way to the bank. Like, cool, keep up the argument, whatever.
Right, and it's almost like people forget it was a franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There was the second one that took place, I want to say, at Dulles Airport. Then there was, like, what, Die the Last Death or something? Die Harder.
Die Another Day.
You just never know what's going to become like a cult classic. And for Peanuts, like, that's just standard, you know?
It is.
Right, it was like that, Frosty, the cartoon version of the Grinch.
What's his face? Rudolph.
Rudolph, right? Like, all this kind of stuff.
And looking back, all of it's really bad. But when I was a child, it was outstanding.
Just don't watch. I mean, I hate to say this because we're going to interview her tomorrow. I just that the one with Jim Carrey, I did not enjoy.
I did not either.
I'll tell you, he said that.
He hated it. But he says specifically the Cindy Lou character.
No, I will not.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't.
I will.
Hear that, Wolfie?
You got some Thursday night football action. You got Tampa Bay in the creamsicle uniform. So he's a great look. Playing the Atlanta Falcons. Check that out.
All right. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Headlines coming up. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Now go to California as an impaired driver hits 8 members of a high school running team. Meanwhile, a woman who tried to save her neighbor from a fire is the one who did something mean. Never forget when your dog lets a steer and a horse in your house to play. If you want to see an octopus play piano, today is your day. And a Florida man, he gives counterfeit money to kids so they can go buy Christmas presents.
Jesus.
It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, our top trip, we got Australia, where a man had an interesting intruder inside of his home. He was out to dinner with his fiance when he checked the pet cam feed on his phone to discover a horse and a steer inside of his house. Going back through security footage, he discovered that they gained entry thanks to man's best friend. His two dogs wanted to get outside into the backyard, see, and they nuzzled the sliding door open to make their way out back, which is how the barn animals were able to make their way inside. One of the horses, like, I think, was like scratching his neck or his face on the door, which just opened it up a little bit wider. He's like, oh, cool, nice. They caused a little chaos in the house as the couple rushed home to reestablish a little bit of order. They knocked some stuff off the counters and whatnot. Yeah. And they probably just stunk up the place after a while.
Yeah, I just like the idea that you're looking on your pet cam and you're like, are you kidding me?
Is that my steer in the house?
Right.
Doggone it.
And it was his steer?
Yeah, they were his animals. His horse and his steer.
Like if your steer walks into my home, do I get to keep it?
I mean,
I don't think so.
Or does that make me a cattle rustler?
Well, you wouldn't be a rustler. You're just finders keepers.
Right. I think rustler, you go out and you grab one. Whereas if it comes into your home, like as with any animal, if somebody else's cat walks into your home, you could just shut the door.
If I leave that slider open, those cats are always out there watching.
Yeah. Could be yours.
They pop in.
Mm-hmm.
It's now, mine now.
I wouldn't recommend it because they don't tend to like that. But
right.
That's mostly just the animal. I know somebody who let the neighborhood stray in and she had a good time with that cat for a little while until the cat decided, I don't want to be here anymore. Then the cat got kicked out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In other news, there's a weird turn of events coming out of New Jersey. We rewind the clocks back about 5 months in which a deadly house fire broke out in a quiet little neighborhood. Luckily, a local resident was out walking his dog around 1:30 in the morning and caught sight of the blaze and rushed in to help. The story goes that he rushed into the resident's bedroom, an elderly woman in her 80s who unfortunately did not survive the incident. But due to the heat and pressure from the fire in her room, he suffered severe burns after he opened the door, prompting a trip to the hospital. In spite of the woman succumbing to the fire, the neighbor was hailed as a hero for jumping in to help. Fast forward to now, local residents were shocked to see that very same hero leaving his home in handcuffs.
Uh-oh.
Authorities have deemed the woman's death a homicide, and our hero has been named the primary suspect in the investigation. Oh. Not much more has been released about the story as the investigation continues, but they do believe that the fire was intentional and set by the neighbor, though no motive has been named.
Wow.
Like, I read a couple different articles on this trying to get a little bit more context, and they're really not talking about this, I think, just because they are investigating, so they don't want to lead anything. They don't want any jury people to see it, but it's... Like, they don't have a motive is my biggest thing. You know, why did he do it? What did they find that made them believe that he had done this? Other than the fact that he's walking his dog at 1:30 in the morning.
There's that.
Yeah. And there was something about how... There was comments about how the fire was contained outside of the room or something like that. But his story is that he opened the door to the bedroom and that's and the fire burst out. So there's a little bit of inconsistency there, which I can understand. But I was looking for context as to why. What's the point? He had a good relationship with everybody, according to everybody. He's
almost
he's the mayor of the street, is what they said. Like he's a nice guy, which nice guys do bad stuff all the time. We've seen that throughout history. So it's
wait for next week's Who Sucks Less.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Ah, great.
Well, I'm taking Ted's idea. Like, look, just tell us the good things.
Oh yeah,
that some different people did, and then tell us what we didn't know about them.
Correct.
Yeah. Remember Jeffrey Dahmer? They're like, oh man, he used to volunteer at the school for the blind. Like,
Ted,
and he ate people.
Yeah. Ted Bundy. Real nice, sweet guy. Handsome man.
Oh, yeah. Charming guy. Lots of charisma. Yeah. John Wayne Gacy. Entertained children at birthday parties. Dressed as a
Gary clown. Ridgway. We knew it was him all the time.
Yeah, I know. That's the one guy.
Of course.
Yeah,
we know that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We could have told you that.
We go to Florida where thieves have no shame. Investigators were looking into an incident at a local Dollar Tree in which a counterfeit scheme took place. The investigation eventually led to three adults that solicited the help of the younger generation. The story goes that they gave the kids counterfeit $20 bills and instructed them to buy something small from the Dollar Tree and bring back the change. Obviously, that's how they get the real money.
Mm-hmm.
They reportedly hit a couple different locations in the area with the same scheme. Eventually, police did catch up with them and found hundreds of stolen cash. The adults were placed under arrest and faced multiple charges.
Jeez, man.
Using kids to launder your money.
Isn't that wild?
Mm-hmm. Ridiculous.
Like, I get it. Nobody's going to suspect the kids, but after a while, all of a sudden, it's like, how do we have this many counterfeit 20s?
Right.
And then they figure it out. Good job. No shame.
Yeah, that's... Come on. That's low down.
But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Sweden, where a man has an interesting pet that Miles would be absolutely fascinated by. He scoured a Portuguese fishery in search of a quote-unquote musical mollusk that landed him with an octopus that he named Takoyaki, or Taco for short. In a video uploaded to YouTube, we see how he painstakingly taught Taco how to play a piano by creating a device that plays the piano through the octopus pulling various levers, enticing him with his favorite snack, mini crabs that would be dispensed if he hit the right notes. He does play a couple notes in the video, but it appears to be more of a work in progress rather than a miracle just yet. But still, he's getting an octopus to play the piano.
Is it Takoyaki the name of those octopus balls you can buy at restaurants and eat?
It might be, Ted. I don't know for
those
sure.
Those are delicious.
That's sick.
Sick,
dude.
They named every cow burger. I mean,
right? There was the pig that they named him Chris P. Bacon.
Yeah, they did name him Chris P. Bacon.
Yeah, and he was a lame pig, too. He has a little wheelchair in the back. Like, Chris ain't going to last long, man. Oh, it was bad. Like, the anchors lap just like you are right now.
You would name your pig Pork Chop.
His little legs just flopping on the back. Pork Chop, yeah. That works, too. Men's room sports, you got college hoops over on FS1, hockey over on ESPN, and Thursday night football is underway over on Amazon. As far as your weather, it looks like we're getting a little bit of a break from the rain, thank heavens. Forecasts say that it should just be cloudy skies and a low of 47 tonight, with cloudy skies and a high of 56 tomorrow. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow up at Tony V's in Everett for the Unwrapped Pre-Funk Party starting at 2 o'clock.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.